Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetrius speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, I received my bank statement, and there's a charge here for $59.89 on the account. On my, could you tell me what that was for?
Okay, let me see here. I do have to pull up the account so I can see what's going on. All right. Can you provide me with your zip code?
53929. Yes.
And your name, please?
Diane Higgins.
Thank you. And verify the shipping address, please.
204 Kittleson Street, apartment 122, Elroy, Wisconsin.
Thank you. I do see here this is for our Bites Hub meal planner and our contest entry. Do you remember entering for a chance to win an iPhone, iPad, or Dyson vacuum cleaner?
No, I don't do those things. I don't enter them. So that's not me. And you charged me $59.89.
Yes, ma'am. $59.89 for entering that contest entry. And you say you don't remember getting any of those products?
I didn't get any. I didn't sign up for any, so I didn't get any.
Okay.
I stick to Verizon, my cell phone nets. Mm-hmm. You know.
Do you think anybody in your household did this?
I'm the only one in my household. But I've had a lot of scams on my phone, you know, scam calls. But I do not remember ever signing up for a contest for a vacuum cleaner. And I've got a television in a box underneath my bed that I haven't used yet. So, and an iPad, I don't even know what that is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what I can do for you, I can get you transferred over to our fraud department where they can help you out better with this.
Okay. That would be good. We got to stop this kind of stuff going on.
Provide me a few seconds, please, while I get you
transferred. Sure enough.
Just bear with me here. I'm still noting.
Sure.
Okay, I'm getting you transferred over now. Should be on hold for a few seconds. After that hold, a fraud specialist is going to be online waiting for you.
Okay.
And I do thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you for your help.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.